You're listening to WMCB LP 107.9 FM in Greenfield. Thanks to Kent. Kent has left the control room. Kent brought you Pretty Vacant, the last hour of radio. At 5, Vincent Dango will be here to bring you Voyager 3. Right now you're listening to Piece of Work, a show that runs from 4 to 5 on Mondays. My name is Mike, and I'll be here till 5 playing music. Now, if you're a regular listener of this show, you know we always go to Australia on this show. But today, we're not going to do that. We have a theme today. The theme of the day. I've been working on this for 3 or 4 years, slowly squirreling away songs in my little spreadsheet. American bands. American bands that sing with British accents. Now, I've heard it. I know you've heard it. You think, you hear the delivery. There's a little bit of that British accent. Maybe a real strong one. Maybe they're really leaning into it, like this first one we hear. And you think, that band must be British. It must be from the Commonwealth. It must be under the flag. And then you go to the band camp, and you see that they're from Baltimore, Maryland. Tacoma, Washington. Hagerstown, Indiana. Oakland, California. We're going to hear from Brooklyn today. We might hear from Iowa City. Of course, we're going to hear from LA. New Hampshire shall be represented. American bands that sing with a British accent. Savage, you might say, but I do love these bands and these songs. And do I love to tease a band about their vocal styling? You bet I do. So today, about 16 American bands singing with British accents. Here on Piece of Work, thank you for tuning in.
You're wondering, dandelion. cakes and frosted melon pies. Melty cheese and drinks with lots of lime. Ice cream steps never the same. The sky's trippy, can't be warm. You're living in the cloud. Drinking on the melon pie. Sweet breezes warm on Sunday morning. Dreams dying on the melon pie. Sweet laughter in the autumn night. La 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 la.
We're gonna give it to you.
We're gonna give it to you.
Take a look at mouths were moving, but there were messages in my brain. One of them said, just listen. There was music I could not explain. I felt my spirit moving, started to tap my feet. The whole damn ship was grooving to a never-ending ambient beat. They said, hey man, what you need? We're gonna give it to you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Piece of Work. And if you're paying attention to those vocal stylings, you will notice and hear a British accent in all of them. In the third song, What's Going On? There we go. In the third song, the British affect trailed off as the song went on. But there was enough to get it in the spreadsheet to qualify for today's theme, which is American bands singing with British accents. Here on Piece of Work, 107.9 LPFM. Last on the dial, first in your hearts, we hear it said. I'll be here till 5 playing you bands from the continental U.S. who sing with British accents on occasion. I started using spreadsheets to track music for this show. I was doing the show at a different radio station 3 or 4 years ago, and every once in a while you'll hear a song. You'll hear, oh, this band sounds British. And you go to Bandcamp, you go to Discogs, and you learn that, nope, they're from San Francisco or Oakland, something like that. Now, are all the lyrics in these songs sung with a British affect? No. They don't need to be. I just need to hear a few, and I confirm it, and then I put them on the spreadsheet. And I've been waiting a while for this savage takedown of American bands singing with British accents. But jokes aside, love all these bands, love all these songs, and I also love teasing bands about their vocal choices. This next block is gonna go, it's not gonna go Britain, 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 Britain. It's gonna go Brooklyn, San Francisco, Brooklyn, Oakland, hitting the major cities there. This first band is touring right now with Bullseye, and they're great. And I've emailed trying to get them to come to my town to play. They're a wonderful band, love them. But they sang in a British accent at a moment, and I put them on the spreadsheet and they're getting played. They're called Guy Scrapers. The song's called You're Too Slow from their 2025 release, Why Scrapers, on Giant Beat Records. Thanks for listening to this edition of Piece of Work on WMCB.
one likes a competitive bastard. When everything was the chance of a lifetime. Don't work for exposure anymore. On the ladder, pissed at no marks who are getting higher.
Again.
I used to be a competitive bastard. Now I don't waste that time anymore.
sound familiar?
You're listening to a special edition of Piece of Work on WMCB. I've been waiting 3 or 4 years to do this show. Taking the piss, as they say. The theme of this show is North American bands singing with British accents. That's right. Now, if you're a close listener of this episode, you heard me say American bands singing with British accents. Well, it turns out there's two bands from Canada in my spreadsheet. And as much as they've shamed me and ruined this production, I have no choice but to expand the scope to North American bands singing with British accents. That's right. If you want your money back, please email. You're listening to WMCB. LP 107.9 FM. My name's Mike. This show is Piece of Work. How much time we got left? How many North American songs with British accents can we get in 25 minutes? We'll see. At the top of the hour, Vincent Dango will be here to bring you Voyager 3 Live. I got so excited that I didn't back announce the first set of the show. So we're going to hear about 8 songs now. Again, the theme is North American bands singing with a British accent. Now, don't catch me out on a technicality. could the front person of these bands be from Great Britain? That's possible. The fact checkers got through about half of them, half of the set list before I fired them. So don't catch me out on a technicality. And actually what I'm saying is still technically true. North American bands singing with British accents. Think about it. Okay. We just heard Taste from Oakland, California, a song called In Style from 2026's release. Spreadsheet is blank. Fortunately, I fired everybody who works for the show, so no one to blame left, okay? Oakland, California is where they're from. Came out on Tough Love Records. Before that, Jupiter Boys from Brooklyn doing Paul Rudd Imposters. That was streamed from SoundCloud. I've never done that before, and I hope not to again. I'm going to reckon that wasn't released, and that was just SoundCloud-ish. Before that, Kelly Stoltz. I think Kelly Stoltz used to release on Sub Pop. That one was on Dandy Boy, a song called Competitive Bastard. Now, he had a proper accent, so he might be, you know, it may be non-affected. But where's home for him? San Francisco, California. Therefore, he's in the dragnet, got caught up today, got put in North American bands singing with British accents jail. Song called Competitive Bastards came out in 2026 on If You Don't Know Me By Now. And by is spelled B-U-Y. And there's an exclamation point at the end. You need to know that. Before that, Guy Scraper started the set off. They're from Brooklyn. You're Too Slow was the name of that one. They're on tour right now. Saw photos from the great New England pal Dave Brushback, now Philly-based. You've seen his black and white photos everywhere. And someone in the comments said, best band in New York right now. Yeah. I love them. I love all these bands. I wouldn't play them otherwise, but I will tease them for singing occasionally in a British accent. You're Too Slow is the name of that one from 2025's Y Scrapers. And there's a question mark in the middle right after Y and before Scrapers. One word. They're from Brooklyn. That came out on Giant Beat. Okay, the first set that I got too excited to back announce, let's do it now. It was Tube Alloys, most recently, from LA. And Slang Word was the name of that one from 2023's Magnetic Point. Terrific band. Did they sound like The Fall? Uh-huh. And that's how they ended up on today's show. But I've played them lots before. Before that, Short Porch from New York City, self-released. Good Times was the name of that one from a single that came out in 2024. Before that, also self-released. Good job, Short Porch. Good job, Plant Fight from New Hampshire. That's right. The second song on the show was Plant Fight doing Indestructible. Not Indestructible, but the die, D-I-E in the middle. So many record titles, so many band names that read well but don't voice well. From 2024's Organ Pavilion, they of New Hampshire, I said that. Set began with a band that really leaned into the accent, The Smashing Times from Baltimore, Maryland. They put out a record on K Records, also co-released, I guess, in Perennial, called Mrs. Ladyship and the Cleaner House Boys. 2024, that is the year title came out. Song was Rupert Tingle, comma, Button Thief. So many references there. You wonder if I'm just ill-informed, or did they make it all up? That catches us up. What the heck is coming next? Oh, Paper Nicks from Hagerstown, Indiana. Now, I recently went to a show over at Great Falls Harvest. It was a great show, nonetheless, but there were two dobros, like steel-topped guitars, and these fellers had like jingle bells on their feet, and they were playing like slide dobro and jingling the bells on their feet, and I thought, this doesn't sound anything like the band I'm about to play. I confused Paper Nicks with Paper Jays. Paper Jays are from Providence, Rhode Island. Paper Nicks are a side project of Honey Radar, technically, I guess, based in Hagerstown, Indiana. They put out a 7-inch back in 2024, terrific, called Oxygen Tank Flipper. That's what we're going to hear now. Then we're going to go to Louisville, where they sing in British accents, and then LA again, where they sing in British accents. And you'll even find people in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, singing in British accents here on Piece of Work.
I
Well, bless my soul, the ending of that song was sudden. So let's cue up a band from Pittsburgh called United Stare. They have a song that's instrumental that I like to play. Come in, please.
Hi there.
Hey, Vincent Dango. Okay, we got background music. We got Vincent Dango, which means you're going to get a live Voyager 3 at the top of the hour. Let's back announce. Before I do that, let me tell you today's theme. Today's theme is North American bands who happen to sing with British accents. That's right. And let me read my disclaimers. Don't catch me out on technicalities. Not all lyrics have a British pronunciation. Just a few is all it takes to get in the spreadsheet, to get in today's dragnet of I caught you being a North American band singing with a British accent. And could the front person actually have a true British accent? Not affected. Could be. Am I being mean? Am I dragging their ass? I hope not. I love all of these bands, or I wouldn't play them, but I do love to tease a band. We just heard from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Blood is the name of the band. Went to Discogs to learn a little more about Blood. There were 37 of them. For those of you considering a band name, consider the number 37 for the band name Blood. Bone Dry was the name of the song. Came out on 2024's Loving You Backwards on Ramp Local. Before that, from LA, Memo PST saying over and over, in my chrome bubble. And if it wasn't for the word bubble, which they said probably 100 times with bubble, that's the way they pronounced it, they wouldn't have ended up in the spreadsheet. But they said bubble 100 times that way. So they got here. Memo PST doing Chrome Bubble from Eternal Actors, the 2026 release. They're from LA. That was on In the Red. Before that, self-released by a Louisville band. They'll sing with British accents down there. Parking was the name of that band. And I want you to know the I in Parking. Everything's capital except the I in Parking. The song is called Siren, came out on 2026's Portraits, which I want you to know is all capitals except the I in that, too. Self-released. Good job, Parking. set began with the Paper Knicks, side project of Honey Radar. But these people are still the Hagerstown, Indiana people, I guess, haven't made the great migration to Philadelphia. Set began with Oxygen Tank Flipper by the Paper Knicks from 7-inch that came out in 2024. Let's see, what do we got left? We got how many minutes left? We got 5 minutes left. We're going to get one more, maybe two. And again, the theme of today was North American bands who happen to sing occasionally or for a full song with a British accent here on Piece of Work. If you want to follow along, if you want to know about the playlists, if you want to get reminders about upcoming shows, follow along on Instagram, Piece of Work PV, all one word, no underscores, no punctuation. Piece of Work PV. PV stands for Pioneer Valley. That's where we are. Greenfield, Massachusetts, 107.9 FM. Last on the dial, first in our hearts. I hope in your hearts, too. Thanks for being here for Piece of Work. We're going to hear, like I said, one or two more. Got 5 minutes. We're going to start with Fremont, California. Self-released band called The Late Comers. Song called Pest Control. Oh, wow. We're going way back. 2019 for this single here on Piece of Work. No, you don't. That was Pest Control by The Late Comers. Closing out this edition of Piece of Work. Again, the theme was North American bands that happen to sing with British accents on occasion or for every damn song. We've got one more, and then Vincent Van Gogh will fade this out and we'll bring you Voyager 3 Live. We're going to hear now from Truck Violence, a song called Lecture here on Piece of Work. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
From ear to ear and prayer like plasticity. This greater wriggle still perched on my tongue. Same that it might with the choke cherry parts, but I need to say this. And so we'll build a series of walls and take the days easy apart like stomping wasps. From the lecture to confessional. From the lecture to confessional. It's gotta be around here somewhere. From the lecture to confessional. It doesn't always add up. From the lecture to confessional. I can't always say it. And from the lecture to confessional. Exactly what I wanted to, but the words, no, I'm so sure I can't wait to say.